It's here and now. And after more than a decade of war in Iraq and Afghanistan, Army National Guard and reserve forces around the country are battling an enemy here at home, suicide. Despite programs to help the reserves, the number of Guard and reserve soldiers killing themselves has risen over the last few years, while suicides among active duty troops have declined. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Lynn Joliker of WBUR reports on a Massachusetts National Guard member who came very close to taking his own life and how he and others are trying to keep others from reaching that point.
These noises are a welcome change from the sounds of war for Nate Radke.
And the leaking, the cooling?
The coolant leak was coming from the radiator.
Okay.
So we're going to replace,
the radiator. Okay.
Radke's used car business, though a little grimy inside the garage, is a shining example of how this sergeant from the Massachusetts National Guard has turned his life around in a short time.
I tell everybody I'm not a salesperson because I tell everything what's wrong in the car. But I sell more cars than anybody.
2 years ago, Radke was living with his wife and two young children in the moldy basement of his parents' house. He had recently returned from 2.5 years of training, deployment to Afghanistan, and post-deployment treatment. He was suffering PTSD and traumatic brain injury, with mood swings, massive headaches, dizziness, and sleep problems. He had missed the birth of his first son, who is now a toddler and barely recognized him. His wife was upset he had been gone so long. He says he had been denied Social Security disability benefits and had long waiting periods for appointments at the VA.
I felt left behind. I felt betrayed. I felt that nothing was working no matter what I did.
Radke had lost his savings on a towing company he tried to start. A native of Brazil who had come to Boston with his family at age 12, he couldn't find solid work and was broke. Then one night in October 2012, he went to the grocery store with the few dollars he had to his name.
And my son went by an aisle and he saw those little muffins. And he said, "Daddy, I want one." And that just hit me, you know. I said, "I can't believe it. I can't even buy my kid a muffin." And that was it. It was like, I'm not good for anything.
Radke found a friend to lend him $20, bought some alcohol, and swallowed a bunch of pills, then headed out driving.
I was like, you know, I'm just going to hit my car in a tree and make it look like an accident. At least I'm not going to show that I'm a coward.
Radke says he had picked out the bank of trees he was going to crash into. But as he was speeding along a local highway, about to make that fateful turn of the steering wheel, a police officer pulled him over. When the officer approached, Radke spilled his guts.
I said, "Well, it's not worth living anymore, you know." And I told him, I opened up to him, because it was literally 2 minutes away from killing myself.
The officer checked Radke into a hospital, and that was the beginning of a new life for him. But since August of 2012, 8 of Radke's fellow Massachusetts National Guardsmen, including one of his friends, have completed the act of suicide. That's a significant increase from 5 suicides over the previous 9 years. And the increase comes in spite of new programs in the Guard meant to cut the suicide rate.
We just had a soldier a couple of weeks ago that was suicidal. He was on Facebook.
Fighting suicide is Sergeant Major Bill Davidson's full-time job.
I got on with him on Facebook, and not only me, but it was a team effort. You know, talk to him through Facebook and explain to him that it's, you know, it's not worth sacrificing your life for something that time will heal.
The program Davidson heads, called Resilience, Risk Reduction, and Suicide Prevention, was started in 2010 in response to a dramatic national increase in suicides among active duty soldiers. Since then, the number of active duty soldiers killing themselves has declined, while suicides have increased in the Reserves and National Guard. The Department of Defense recently reported that in 2013, the Army National Guard had the highest suicide rate of any part of the military. There have been almost 700 suicides in the last 6 years. In Massachusetts, every Army National Guard member receives training about suicide warning signs and intervention.
I really have to ask you, are you considering hurting yourself, killing yourself, or suicide?
I think it might be the only way.
In courses like this one, the Guard has trained about 400 of its 6,300 soldiers to be suicide intervention officers, and it plans to train hundreds more. Full-time Guard members, including Captain Matthew Compton and Major Kevin Callahan, do role-playing to practice what they learned in class.
Do you feel like if I can provide to you some resources to help you through these dark times, that you can find a reason to live?
I guess I could go talk to some people, yes.
All Guard soldiers also undergo training to cope with stressors like relationship conflicts and financial problems, leading causes of catastrophic thinking among troops. That's especially important to the citizen soldiers of the Guard, many of whom have been deployed in the last 12 years, some multiple times, as the role of the Guard has increased due to war. But about half of Guard soldiers who killed themselves in the last decade in Massachusetts had not been sent overseas. National research released earlier this year found a majority of military personnel who take their lives or show suicidal tendencies had mood disorders before enlisting. Still, Sergeant Major Davidson says military culture is a factor, deployment or not.
The toughness that you can't show weakness, and particularly some of our combat arms soldiers, you know, it's a sign of weakness to get help. So that's what we're battling all the time, is that stigma that it's okay to get help.
The University of Massachusetts Medical School has assisted the Guard in developing suicide prevention programming. They've brought soldiers in to train medical students and emergency physicians on military culture and suicide. And they'd like to help the Guard expand its suicide prevention training to soldiers' family members all over the state with tools like webinars. UMass psychologist and suicidologist Barry Feldman says it's all an effort to get people talking about suicide before it happens.
It's a myth that you shouldn't talk about suicide, shouldn't mention suicide, because you'll give somebody the idea. Research shows that that's absolutely not the case.
As for Nate Radke, he worked with the Guard to make a video telling his story. The Guard now uses it in training.
And if you're thinking about suicide, ask for help. It's not making you weak, it's making you strong.
He says by admitting he had planned to end his life, he opened the door to all kinds of people who wanted to help, including military advocates who helped connect him with new housing and couples counseling for him and his wife. And while he enjoys assisting others, Radke still wishes he somehow could have helped his soldier friend who died by suicide about a year after his own close call. For Here and Now, I'm Lynn Joliker.
You're listening to Here and Now